Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot. They weapons seen his mama get the news. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill they brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna
sign
and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's
about
to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We're putting
getting our show together. We're polishing up our actors. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Give Well. My. Well, we would just like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We are in the potentially fair city of Washington, D.C., and, a potentially justifiable city, but nevertheless, one of the most beautiful cities in the world is Washington, D.C., and we're happy to be with you tonight on yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And you, our vast listening and our vast participating audience, are in for a treat tonight. We are celebrating the life and the lifestyles of our mothers. And happy Mother's Day to all of the beautiful mothers, the beautiful queens from coast to coast, those in the diaspora, and those who are just right in Africa. We're happy to be here tonight. This is Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar, one of the hosts tonight, but we got them from coast to coast. They're all over now. This Black Power Radio thing is catching on, and they're coming for liberation. They're coming for emancipation, full and complete freedom, full and complete liberation from all forms of enslavement. And our mothers did not born us to have no cracker's foot hanging out of your behind. Free from a cracker's foot. This is what I'm saying. Free from all form of busterism. Free from being a bama. And free from being a sucker-ass nigga. And that's what you got to do, is free yourself from all of that enslavement in order to go free for yourself and go into the thing called WeThePeople.gov. And we love you so much here at Black Power Radio. So we're going to keep it raw. We're going to keep it fresh. All of y'all out there on smartphones, we're happy to see you. All of those that came in on their dumb phone, we're happy that you got here. All of those that came via Android, well, all the Android lovers are up in one cluster, up on the third tier, and we're happy to see you there as well. We're happy about all the Androids and those few that are in the left corner, right there, about five tiers up, you'll see those paranoid folks. Some came in on their paranoid phone, and we're happy that you all joined us tonight on Black Power Radio. Could have went to the tennis match. I think there's a few of those in town tonight. They could have joined with Tiger Woods down in Augusta, Georgia, and went in for the green jacket and went to the golf tournament tonight. But you denied the golf tournament, the tennis, and all those soccer moms that are on here could have went on to soccer practice and soccer mom practice and cheerleading practice and the recitals for your brothers and daughters' instruments. And all of those great possibilities exist, but nevertheless, we are all here on Black Power Radio. All of those wishing to speak of that, please press 1 on your keypad. Because if you came in on your monitor, and some came in by the way of desktop tonight, we're happy that you're here. You can press 1 on your desktop, press 1 on your laptop. And then, of course, all of those that were with us today riding around in our drop top, I'm just here to tell you, you're all here on Black Power Radio, and we're damn glad that you're here. And this is celebrating the life and the lifestyles of our mothers. Not John Doe, not somebody else's family value system, but our mothers with our family value system. And we're going to bring in our chief of staff is here tonight. Our national minister of justice is here tonight. I look far, deep, and wide, and we can see there's our beloved brother, Double R's out there tonight, and Black Lightning is out there tonight. And all of those ones in the fast-listening audience, from South Carolina to Houston, Texas, all of them are there tonight. Chicago in the house. And we're going to rock it tonight for the mothers, for all of our queens tonight. And even if you're not a mother, your nature and character is that of a mother. If you are a queen up in here, and if you got any form of melanation on your behind or on your mind, we are all up in here tonight for Black Power Radio. I'm going to switch up, go to our National Chief of Staff, and he will probably bring right behind him our National Minister of Justice. Our Chief of Staff, what's up with you on Mother's Day, beloved? Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power, we're happy you're up in the house. Black Power.
Well, like I'm saying,
like we always do. Well, it's left and right. What's up, Chad? What's up, Chad?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
That's the ham on Mother's Day,
Black,
man. What's up?
Black power, Black power. Most definitely, it's freedom of death 24/7, 365. Freedom of death, Black unity, Black strength, Black honor, Black sovereignty, and yes, most definitely, Black supremacy. I would definitely, with all of my heart, like to give a special thanks to our queens, both past, present, and future, because without them, the Black man is absolutely nothing. It was our Black queens who held us down during our most darkest hours of oppression, during slavery, transatlantic slave route, during all these situations, through Jim Crow, through Reconstruction, through the Civil Rights era, and even this new Civil Rights era. It is our queens who hold us down, who hold us brothers, the men folk, as they say in the country. Hey, without our queens, our society and our people and our nation are absolutely nothing. We have to, as Black men, understand that it is only in the Black woman that we are possible, that our, and it is only through the Black woman that the whole of human society in itself, regardless of race, religion, preferences, without the Black woman in herself, man himself would never have existed. For it is in her that the mitochondrial E gene exists. Only in the Black woman can she have children of all races. In fact, if something were to happen to where the human race was completely obliterated, it would only be within her and a Black man that humanity could stand a fighting chance. I'd like to give a shout out to the queens of our ancestors of the past, queens like Ida B. Wells, Harriet Tubman, The Journey of Truth, on down to our great lines. From them, our queens are everything. And with that, I yield Black the mic. Peace, love, Black power, and all things.
My. Peace and love, big brother. We're so happy for that briefing and that clear illustration of the power of the Black woman to bring all of humanity back, to remain sane, and to remain civilized and culturalized. We need the Black woman. To cultivate her is by our nature and our character, to fertilize the Black woman and to bring about evolution in the humanities and the refined arts. So I'm just so happy to be teamed up with you tonight, Brother Chief of Staff. Now, we know that the Black woman now, she's great, and the great mothers were here to celebrate the life of Shasta Johnson, the life of Harriet Tubman, the life of Shirley Chisholm, the life of Fannie Lou Hamer, the life of Dorothy Heitz, the life of Betty Shabazz, as the list goes on, to our great ones. As you talk about Barbara Jordan, and talk about those that were raised up, that no one ever heard of Coretta Scott King, never heard of a Rosa Parks, but they're being celebrated today and tonight in a great way. In their greatness, they're celebrated right here on Black Power Radio. We want you to bring your mother to the table tonight and give your briefing on her as we go out to that west side and pick up our National Minister of Justice. And she's rolling in some Happy Mother's Day up in here, celebrating mothers all over the world. We want to welcome to the airways the Honorable Dr. Critical Race. Truth Bay is right there in the Bay, right in L.A., and doing what she got to do to bring justice for all of us. Thank you again. Power to the people and Black power. Black power, Dr. Truth. How you feeling tonight? Black power.
How Black power, peace and Black power. Happy Mother's Day to all my soul sisters out there, to all my queens, mothers-to-be, and those who are not yet mothers. We want to wish you a very, very special Mother's Day. So we're honoring our sisters throughout the history. People always wondered, what even started Mother's Day? Well, Mother's Day originated in the early 20th century by a person named Anna Jarvis, who held a memorial service for her own mother. And since then, every second Sunday of May, we want to honor mothers everywhere, but Mother's Day should be every day. Ain't that right, National Chairman?
That's absolutely right, Sister Justice. In the House, we need justice all over for the balance of the earth. In order to have a state of homeostasis on the earth, justice must be done, must be carried out, and justice for all, Mama.
Right on, right on. And so, as comrades previously mentioned, some of the great women that shaped history for Black Power, we mentioned Harriet Tubman, Betty Shabazz, Coretta Scott King, Rosa Parks. These are some of the notables as well. Ida B. Wells, a prominent investigative journalist. So these are the great queens that paved the way for us today. But today we're going to highlight two very special women. One of them is Sasha Johnson. Sasha Johnson, UK activist, born 1993, who was a member of the Taking the Initiative Party, sort of a panther in her own right, Black Lives Matter, so to speak, but on May 23rd, 2021, almost 2 years to the day, Black family, Johnson was shot in the head by four assailants. And so we want to go a review of her life. She's still recuperating. And we want to make sure that we send her some love for all the work that she has done and know that she is not forgotten, that we have just started beginning justice. And another tragic tale of who has yet to even be a mother or probably will never be one is a 15-year-old Sanai Amenhotep, who also took a tragic turn in 2021 back in April. And so before we get into these two stories, we want to just give you a highlight of some of the wonderful trailblazers throughout history. I want to talk about Maya Angelou, 1928 to 2014. Maya Angelou was a distinct voice as a Black writer and activist, and she left a legacy with her large body of work. And these people that I'm mentioning have been great inspiration for I moving forward. And as a poet laureate, she has transcended words to really inspire others. So I want to specifically highlight Miss Maya Angelou.
Never have 20 Black.
You may be on a matrix on the sound. Let's see if we can pull that matrix back on the sound. Dr. Kufa, are you able to hear me?
Black Power. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulty.
Yes, ma'am.
You were just mentioning, Maya Angelou as one of the great trailblazers. Nina Simone, also a great trailblazer, 1933 to 2003. She possessed a unique, raspy voice that had a massive impact on the jazz community. And with her birth name, her alias Nina Simone, her real name was Kathleen Wyman. And she disguised herself from the family, trying to forge a career in jazz. But more importantly, she was part of a pivotal civil rights movement using her music from 1958 to 1974. She recorded over 40 albums, leaving an indelible mark on music. Then we have Audre Lorde, Many people not have heard of Audre Lorde from 1934 to 1992. She made an incredible contribution to feminist literature. In her writings, Experiencing Being a Black Woman confronts racism, homophobia, misogyny, and also gives a great voice to writers and activists. Then we have Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. She ranked number one in the Rolling Stones' 200 Greatest Singers of All Time from 1942 to 2018. It says that nobody understood soul music as the Queen of Soul herself. Last but not least, we're going to honor, and there's so many. We just want to just give you a highlight of those who have influenced us in literature, music, entertainment, and civil rights activists. Last is Ruby Bridges, 1954 to now. She's an American activist who helped the civil rights movement in Louisiana. She was the first child to desegregate William France Elementary School. Those who remember in Louisiana how desegregation was at the height at that time in an all-white school, and selected based on her intelligence at just 6 years old, she really made a name in history in segregation. So I'd like to circle back to our other comrades and have them speak on who influenced you the most. If it wasn't your mother, what was the greatest woman in your life that you want to pay homage to? Right back at you, National Chairman. Black Power.
Right, and we black with you on a strong Mother's Day, celebrating the life and the lifestyles of our mothers. And the list goes on as it's ever increasing. I'm going to pick up another one while I'm in that website. Might as well pick up Double R. He's out there celebrating him for Mother's Day on that website. 951-551. I believe you're there with us live in Los Angeles, and you can talk black on Mother's Day. Black Power.
Black Power, everybody.
Black Power.
Let's see. Today is Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All the mothers. But today is kind of hard for me. It's hard for me because mom's passed away in 99, so she was 57. So that would be the greatest woman of all time for me. Raised three boys on her own in South Central Los Angeles. I saw my daddy on my hand. I can count on one hand how many times I saw my daddy. So that's how strong my mama was. Took us. We all went to Catholic school. She worked at the post office for years, retired there. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just say this to y'all. Y'all got y'all mamas here, man. Every day is Mother's Day, okay?
That's right. 50,
I'll be 57 tomorrow. So I said I was 23, 4 years ago. I said I'm going to celebrate 57 like I'm 100 because this is the age of my mama reached. You know what I'm saying? So I yield, Black.
Right on. Can you tell us your mother's name, Comrade Double R? We'd like to honor her in name as well. What was that great woman in your life?
Olivia Marie Farnett.
All right. Sister Olivia, looking and smiling down from heaven, we pay homage to you today. Black Power.
That's right. Olivia Marie Farnett. That's wonderful. And I have a sister named Marie, and my mother's name again is Alice Elizabeth Phillips, for those who may have forgotten. And I'm saying to you that these are honorable women. They carry the legacy and the prophecy of all of the freedom fighters are contained in these women. Believe it or not, the ones we're speaking of tonight is why we have the possibility to come to you on the mic tonight, because of these are gigantic black women in history. As we go up to our 310, I know 310 is live. Hit me with something live, 310. 310, 256, you're live on Black Power Radio. And talk about some Mother's Day up in here. You're actually live, 310. 310-256. 310 going once. 310, are you there? Well, I pick up Maurice if you ain't there. If ain't nobody home. We gone, huh?
I'm going to
pick up another Maurice. This guy, we were trying to go in sequential order, in the order in which we were received. But some people just won't, they refuse to play the game fair. So So you got to get him on out of there and come up with some Brother Maurice. You working at 336-336. Brother Maurice is out there right here live on Black Power Radio at 336 at 583. Welcome to Black Power Radio on Mother's Day. Brother Maurice, we're happy to see you. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, family.
Black Power,
family. Yeah. I had a pretty good Mother's Day. We had cooked for our mother and exchanged gifts with the family. And all the mothers, all my mother and her sisters was all here today. We had like a big family cookout and gave our mothers gifts and a good meal. So, I mean, to be honest, I mean, it was a good day. And I guess you can only say it like Ice Cube said, today was a good day. The mothers that's on the line, all the mothers who are not here and in the graveyard, and like National Chief of Staff said, you know, all the mothers who fought to get us where we are today. So that's Eric Tubman, like he said, and Sojourner Truth and the rest of them. So. You know, Mother's Day is a day to actually celebrate and be proud of. And like you said, if your mother's still here, treat her as that. So, you know, there's a lot of kids out here that don't treat their mothers like mothers. And, you know, they don't treat them like mothers when they're here, but when they're gone, they want to share the tear. And it's too late to share that tear then. So treat your mother like you're supposed to while she's here. Because when she gone, it ain't no, like they say, ain't no love like a mother's love. That's true. I was listening to Double R, like he said, he haven't seen his father only but a few times. I never seen my father. Never met him, never seen him. And so my mother has been my mother and my father. So, you know, you got to appreciate a strong woman like that. So. Black power.
And then, Brother Maurice is a guy like this. He's a stand-up guy that brings his God and his gun and his whole family. He brings his whole family to the pacifier. He don't care about nothing. Bring mama, sister. The dog catching guy in the car one day. Come on here. We going to Black Power today. We're on the front line for the revolution. Throughout Roxborough and throughout Atlanta and wherever. My brother Maurice is all up in Delaware, and we got a big thing in Delaware for Malcolm this weekend. Where every Panther, everybody's got an asshole that points to the ground, is commanded to be in Wilmington, Delaware. All roads lead to Wilmington, Delaware for the Malcolm X Day celebration on Saturday. This is May the 20th, and we are going to be in Wilmington, Delaware. You've got to be there or be goddamn it square. But that's the place to be. And first for the brothers that's the beast and the brothers in the east, we're going to do our thing on Malcolm X Day. We want every Panther, every black activist, every black Pan-Africanist, in other words, from Howard University, every blacktivist alive should be right at Wilmington, Delaware, on Saturday, May 20th, and be there by high noon. You know, they used to hang us on that old high noon. So many of them events, man, we do them at high noon. And we represent the get back and the comeback. Get ready for the big payback. As we all get together across the track. Getting ready for the big payback. You got to give us some. Let them know what they got to do for us. Because we don't want nobody to give us nothing. All you got to do is open the door. We can get it for ourselves. My. We'll shoot back down to Spartanburg. We got Spartanburg in the house. Got an 864. I believe we got Brother Ty Nitters in the house. He's going to talk to us about Spartanburg and Mother's Day and all of us working in the revolution as one unit. Thanks for coming in, Brother Ty Nitters, at 864. 804, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, my brother. Welcome to the airway.
I'm at Spartanburg, South Carolina, man. I'm at the biggest Mother's Day cookout that's going on in the whole Southeast, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it around here, ain't nothing but love, you know, because if it wasn't for the mothers, we wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? They'd do anything to feed us. They'd do anything to protect us. You know, when a man will run away and be a coward or just won't step to the plate, they always take the responsibility of the woman and the man. So, you know, big ups to all the mothers. And, you know, we just want to say happy Mother's Day, and we love y'all, and we got y'all's back, you know.
Black Power. Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
The place where they make black men walk, oh, excuse me, they make BMW cars over there in Spartanburg. And they got a wooden tooth sheriff. We've been going toe-to-toe with this no-good bastard right out there in Spartanburg. It's all taking place in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Place where the bad men do not tread, but the righteous must walk in Jerusalem, just like John up in there. And I ain't going to lie to you, but we're going on black. So our National Minister of Justice, who will give us the next phase of our program, our Mother's Day program, is awesome program. And the rest of you in the listening audience can chime in behind our National Minister of Justice, who will be controlling the airways on this piece and rocking the rest of her program out and getting it full-blown up in here. So thank you, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, who is a total professional. This is what I'm saying. All of the revolutionaries, all of the people, we are blessed with a jewel. We're blessed with a mother, a professional, a doctor, lawyer, activist, commentator, and she got three or four more hats. I'm going to let her tell you the rest of that story. But she is definitely an awesome person to be associated with at this hour. And our Queen Mother today, we want to give all accolades and say Happy Mother's Day to Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you so much, National Chairman. Well, we did want to have our Queen Mother, Beverly Reese, on here, but she's in the middle of travels. I don't know if she'll chime in today or tomorrow. But we want to give a shout-out to our spiritual advisor, Queen Mother Beverly Reese, who have been, she's been a trooper, a frontline soldier, better than any 20-year-old that I know out there. So we want to give her homage on this special day, who truly is our mother, Panther Mother, correcting us and putting us right in line. So wherever you are, Queen Mother Beverly, I hope you're listening. We love you so very much. We want to wish you very special Mother's Day today, Black Power. So, Sasha Johnson. Sasha Johnson, there is a special day that will be honored for her in this legacy. But let's take a backtrack on the history of who she is. She was born in 1993, British woman, activist, and a member of TTIP, Taking the Initiative Party. She was a student of Ruskin College and was involved in Roads Must Fall protests, which was similarly to what the University of Cape Town had decided to remove a white supremacist, so to speak. And this statue was a big part of integral of their activism. And she also was part of the Kill Bill protest. But sadly, on May 23rd, 2021, she was at a house party in where she was shot in the head. 2 days later, five men were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, one who was later charged with conspiracy, while the others were released on bail. This is what gets my goat, Black family. Every time an assault happens on our black bodies, usually it's the minimal charge, if a charge at that, will be given. They are given permission, just like as we've seen with Andrew, who had shot 16-year-old a couple of weeks ago for ringing the wrong doorbell. He walked right out of the jail cell, didn't even get charged until a couple of days later. That is Ralph Yall, who, thank God, he not only survived, but is getting accolades from celebrities to come and see their concerts, such as Alicia Keys, who is taking him under her wing. But when we have injustices that happen to especially our black women, there is really almost zero accountability that happens so far. How many reports have we heard of missing black women, missing to the point of years in a tune of tens of hundreds in certain areas, nobody's really looking for them unless you have one or two activists or organizations that press the issues of looking for oppressed queens and sisters. So the woman, the black woman specifically, has not seen the air of justice in totality. And this is something, black men, that we must step up to do to protect us as the queens we are. So Johnson, Sasha, studied inner community development and youth work from Ruskin College. And that is basically near in Oxford. Prior to the shooting, Johnson ran a restaurant, and she volunteered for food insecurity initiatives. And one thing as a Panther, we are diligent when it comes to feeding the community. When it comes to helping the homeless, these are the things that we were rooted in since 1966. So much so that the free food program started by the Panthers just feeding the community. So when it comes to taking care of others in food, nutrition, spirituality, emotional support, we have a lot of women that step forth and do this on a regular basis. And Sasha Johnson was no different than doing that. She campaigned for the Oxford Roads Must Fall campaign, as we stated, that really took off her years in activism. And then she participated in a lot of the BLM protests as well. And we all know, despite of BLM and how they shifted their momentum to really fight for transgenderism more so than black lives. But that, we digress. Overall, Sasha Johnson stood in the forefront, really trying to bring awareness to black power. So can I ask you, this is a round table for my comrades here. What point in time do you believe that an activist, black woman, for example, should seek to get protection? And how should she be protected when she's out in the front line? How do we protect our black women, especially when they're in the front line? That's a round-robin question, so I'm going to hand it back to National Chairman as we finish up the story and biography of Sasha Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. And you have to protect with your goods, with your person, with your tongue, with your hands, and with your weapons. It's a total protection on our queens and our mothers. But again, our activists have a very special role to play in the society. And we have to protect our mothers so that she can produce and produce those activists that are necessary to fight for black revolution. Because Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad teaches us that black revolution is the only solution. And when the mothers produce these youth and they baptize them again in the revolution, then you have a freedom fighter that can give you protection in more ways than one. And that is divine intervention from a divine source goes into everyone. If you watch the lives of all of the real freedom fighters, had divine intervention at some point. So we're protecting ourselves when we protect our revolutionaries and our revolutionary mothers especially, that we're putting a divine ordinance in place. And we fear not because God is with us. And I say, I mean it. Pass that mic right back to our Minister of Justice.
Right on. God is always in the forefront of our revolution. So in May 23rd, 2021, five males between the ages of 17 and 28 were arrested in the suspicion of attempted murder of Johnson. An 18-year-old man charged with conspiracy, and four other males that were bailed. On June 7th, the police and Johnson's mother appealed for witnesses, as none of the 30-party guests had come forward. She was at a house party on this day when they just came charging in. But one thing people may not know is that she had some instances with some racist police. So the fact that she had some instances with police force, I strongly believe that this was a hire for murder attempt. I don't think that these four people were commissioned on their own. I believe because of the work that she was going to continue to do to mobilize the Black Brits in her area, that they wanted to put a stop to this queen. On June 12th, a second man was charged, and on June 16th, 2021, it was announced that a 25-year-old man arrested in Kent on that day on suspicious to conspiracy to murder. Now, the reason why I'm not mentioning their names is because their names are not brought forth. And this is one of the things, Black family, that we must hold accountable when anything happens to our people, that we must have the names of the perpetrator, whether they may be Black, white, or whoever. We need to get those details because right now, 2 years later, Sasha Johnson is still in the hospital recuperating. So the prosecution case was dropped on February 22nd, 2022, and the defendants were formally found not guilty. Announcing that the case had been dropped, the prosecutor, Mark Hayward, said, for every good reason, it is not possible to set out in full and open court the reasons it is so, but it should be understood that the relevant considerations have been given must be anxious and careful scrutiny. And that's lawyer talk. That's lawyer jargon. That means not a damn thing to us. Why aren't they prosecuted is what we need to know. So by February, Johnson remained in serious but stable condition in the hospital, having suffered catastrophic and permanent injuries. In May 2022, Crime Stoppers announced a $20,000 award for anyone providing information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the shooting. Now, on May 20th, in Delaware, we are to have a celebration of El Malik Shabazz Day. This will be held at the William Hicks Anderson Community Center, located at 501 North Madison Street in Wilmington, Delaware. And as our national chairman states, we will be there high noon. But if you are not able to be there in Delaware, there is a special day that is being planned in honor of Sasha Johnson, also on May 20th. And it is called Sasha Johnson Day, with venues details to be announced as well, and her sister, Williams, Shakira Williams, who is organizing this. And hopefully we'll be able to hear from Shakira. If it's not tomorrow, then next week. We want to hear directly from her sister the update of what's happening with Sasha. So Sasha is said to be making steady progress. Organizers say that the event planned for her on May 20th is aimed in promoting her legacy, encouraging community cohesion, and reinvigorating the GoFundMe campaign, which has a $20,000 fundraising target. The four men were due to stand trial at the Old Bailey in March of last year in connection to the incident. As it stands, the people that are responsible for this heinous attack, shooting this mother of two twice in the head, has yet to be brought to justice, Black family. Supporters of Johnson and her work are being encouraged to attend the event any way they can. Now, Shakira Williams, Johnson's sister, told The Voice that Sasha deserves answers for what has happened to her on May 23rd. The pains and scars will never go away, but she is determined to rebuild her life to be there for her children. Ms. Williams also asked people who were there to come forward. For those 30 people that was at this house party, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. We're going to say it one more time. How can you stand idly by and not even give a hint of a clue of those four murderers to do this to this activist? So as we come together to honor her and appreciate all the love and support, as Shakira Williams stated, is greatly appreciated. So what we are, Panthers, we are to do, we are actually going to be sending her a video of us showing her love and appreciating the work that she has done. And we hope that this time next year that she'll be able to recuperate to tell her story on her own. But until then, we have the event organizer for Sasha Johnson Day, Andrew Morris, speaking about the importance of the event, saying it's keeping Sasha's memories and in prayer and to support others in time of need. She was a selfless, selfless revolutionary soul. And because she stood in the front line, we know that's not an easy place to be. But she decided to make her presence known and let Black Power reign and empower her people in her area. This is something that is quite inspiring and needs to be continued as we move forward. See, Johnson won many plaudits for her work, galvanizing and putting things together. The news of her attacks and injuries sustained 2 years ago prompted outgoing messages in which we are going to contribute and send it to her as well. So Queen Sister Janae, hopefully she'll be able to be on as well to speak on the updates on Sasha Johnson, will be the one facilitating the messages, videos, or cards, or any type of message we like to send to Sasha Johnson. We encourage that you do. You can give us a call at 323-884-8583. You can text Sasha Johnson, and we'll give you the information of where to send your loving messages to this revolutionary. And we want to say thank you to Sasha for the example that she set, and know that her two children are going to be well taken care of during her time of recovery. So we really do want to take this moment of silence. It's only be 5 seconds of silence to remember this revolutionary soul who is still recuperating in the hospital as we speak. And so we thank you for those who have been listening and want to show your support to Sasha Johnson. Please do reach out and send your messages, for they will be acknowledged, and I'm sure it will bring a smile to Sasha Johnson's face. So before we go into our next topic, which is very tragic, concerning a young lady, Sanai Amenhotep, we wanted to hear from our listening audience or our other comrades. Continuing on, who is the most influential woman in your life? It may not be your biological mother. It could be a teacher. It could be an aunt. It could be an activist. It could be a politician. No, I'm just kidding. Politicians. I almost lost myself there now. But if you do have an influential woman that has made significant changes in your life, we want to hear from you. So, Shaky Mom, can you tell us if there's anybody that would like to give a shout-out to that special woman in their life?
Yes,
the floor is yours.
We're gonna,
Black Power.
Check it, and we'll go to the chief of staff. Just before that, we want to pick up 917 is out there, and they have their hands up to speak on the most influential woman or mother in the life of 917-341. You're live on Black Power Radio. 917-917, you're live on Black Power Radio. 917-341. Let's see if we can pull them up. 917-917-341. You're actually live. They just came up to the top, pressing their hand when you said that. So maybe they pressed mute. Are you on mute, 917? 917. You're live. You've been live before, but you may have pushed a mute or pushed your mute button in place of your mic button. 917-341. 917-341. You can talk about Mother's Day and your mother. Are you there? 917. I don't know. There's a technical difficulty of any sort, but a couple of them have gone with the whatever it takes. But we'll go ahead and go back up to. Let's see, 917-341. We're going to pick up the. Okay, here we go. Well, we're going to pass it back down to our Double R. I know he's in there with us. Brother Double R, you there with us? Black Power off that west side.
Black Power.
All right, now 5-1. Go ahead. And talk black to us about the most influential woman in your life, Black Power.
Well, yeah, of course, like I said at first, is my mom's. But, of course, I got to pay homage to my wife, you feel me? So, you know, she just be doing what she do, man. And, y'all just appreciate y'all wives, man, and she bring our kids up good and everything, you know. Now, our women is our strength. And I know back in the 80s when they had that crack cocaine here, and everybody was going to jail and cracked out, the mamas kept it strong, you know. Kept the family moving, mamas kept the family going, you know. So, yeah, my wife, man, I got to give props to my wife, Black Power.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Lisa. Shout out to you.
Black power. And I got comrade brother Maurice is still there. And let's see, brother comrade Maurice, you're right in there for Black Power. Let's see if you can give us some rundown, brother Maurice, on the most influential woman in your life.
Yes, sir. Of course, like Double R said, your mother. But it's a couple of more I got to shout out that had a big influence on me. For one, it was Karen Cleaver, and I believe she was a part of the original Black Panther Party.
That's right.
Y'all follow me with her? Yeah, and Harriet Tubman, you got to put Harriet in there because the stuff Harriet went through, and she really showed you what fighting for freedom or death is really about, because she didn't care whether she lived or died, but she was going to stick to her mission no matter what. So, and that's the same rules and protocol and ways that we follow within our organization. So I feel like she had a big input on how we do things here in the Black. Them two women right there, Karen Cleaver and Harriet Tubman. So, yeah, that's it. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
There
you go. My. So our black women and one woman that had a great impact on my life, I remember a time we went to the Olympic Games and Andrew Young had gotten us out there at $5,000 a stand. And when we got to Atlanta, they had boxed us off over near the King Exhibit somewhere, and we were between Grady Hospital and the King Exhibit, and I will never forget it. And one of the best lawyers in black law that I know of, Attorney Williams, out there selling water, and so it was just became a problem, you know, the way they were mishandling the black vendors, and she was on the case, and I went to Coretta Scott King, and during that time, her guest was Bishop Desmond Tutu was visiting Coretta Scott King, and they gave us the support necessary to get some things changed at the Olympic Games in Atlanta. They're about 95 or so, and so I'm just saying to you, brother and sister, that you've got to have self-determination to get anything done, but the will of Coretta Scott King was one of the strongest women that's ever been alive, in my estimation. She shook that guy. Jeff Sessions was going into the Justice Department under Donald Trump. We just don't see the significance of our unsung heroes. We miss the mark by a large margin. when it comes down to a Coretta Scott King, a Shirley Chisholm, a Barbara Jordan, and a Fannie Lou Hamer type of people that go up against this system to risk their lives to just get us an inch forward towards the freedom and going free for ourselves, the proper liberation in place, full and complete emancipation. Has been very special heroes and sheroes and unsung heroes have done such a great job. Ralph Abernathy, Joe Lowry, nobody even talks about Mrs. Lowry did a great work that she went unsung as a hero and a shero, and we want to give props to Mrs. Lowry today from Atlanta, and she was a great woman that earned the money, raised the money, kept the closeness to the fold, I would like to say, and just kept things in a proper perspective, and she is greatly responsible for all those names. You go down through Atlanta and see all those names and jump on those signs. Come on now. I don't know what the resistance of the opposition and how we had to demand things under duress and didn't get them and had to come back again and come back again and come back again with the determination of John Lewis and all that great network. Queen Nefertiti, wife of Hashim, Akhenaten, and Zynga. We want to recognize these people today who went in with the self-determination spirit and put the same self-determination in their children. And all of my three wives that put in the work and shaped our children. And the evidence is in the child that mixed, summa laude, two daughters, summa laude, and a son just made magna cum laude. Those are not people standing in the line wondering which way is up. They're not the people trying to go get assistance with their homework. They are people who are doing an outstanding job every day to get to magna cum laude, to get those recognitions, honors students, all A's across the report card. I'm used to these things, brothers. They're not no new phenomenon for me. But I just invite you to use the self-determination to get those results that Mrs. Lowry and Coretta Scott King and Barbara Jordan and Fannie Lou Hamer and Shirley Chisholm and Harriet Tubman, as the list goes on and on. Oh, my. I just passed that back to Dr. Truth Bay because we'd be all night working my list. But I know you got a list out there. And work your list tonight.
Sure do.
Black Power, you got plenty of room to get in where you can fit in. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black to our beloved doctor and queen, Critical Race Truth Bay, who's going to give us the second half of the program. And Black Power. Black Power.
Right on. Black Power.
Oh,
Black Power to all. So we want to remind you, Black family, we have two people that we're going to be telling their story about. First, we have given you a little background of Sasha Johnson, the activist that currently, we really do need to support the work that she has done. Currently, she is still in the hospital, and we're hoping to hear from her sister, Shakira Williams, as well. But one queen that we do want to honor as well, who is also a mother, that is here, right here with us on Black Power Radio, and one of our special, special guests and a good-ass sister to me. Trishay, we got Queen Janae in the house. Happy Mother's Day.
In the house.
Happy Mother's Day. Hello, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Janae,
Black Power.
Right.
Yeah, I was having a hard time calling in, but I said, let me just call my sister and get online for her today. It's an honor to just still be on this side of the living right now for me. I've been struggling with my health for a while, but, you know, say I'm still here. I'm still around, still boots on the ground, doing my thing here in Washington, D.C. I'm looking forward to hearing from Sister Sasha's older sister on her condition. I've been trying to keep up with it ever since this incident happened back in 2001. I mean, was it 2021? Yes, 2021.
Almost 2 years today.
Yeah, I was one of the first people to get the call here in the United States from Brother Alpha Kawabo that Queen Sasha had been injured and that she was still alive and fighting strong, but it was a serious injury. It was terrible, devastating to me, and it really opened my eyes up to the activism that we are a part of, which some people don't take us serious, but we are really putting our lives on the line. Sasha was, she was a beautiful, strong, independent warrior. She represented for the new Black Panther Party wholeheartedly as a revolutionary, wholeheartedly. You know, no matter what people say, she was a part of the new Black Panther Party, and she represented that, even if she had to stand by herself. She did so in the United Kingdom. She came on the show several times with me and Akbar and talked about the things that she was doing and the harassment she was receiving in the UK from the backlash she was getting from her activism. They had vandalized her car. She stayed constantly getting death threats and things of that nature. And to me, I mean, if you was in my shoes from the direction that I had, my viewpoint of the revolutionary, when this incident happened to Sister Sasha, it was a wake-up call for the entire Black militia and revolutionaries, because that was the first shot. I call it the shot that was heard around the world, that they were coming for us, that they had been planning on destroying the Black Power movement by any means necessary, and we needed to be on the lookout for protecting our leadership. Cause that's, and then shortly after that, if people just take a look and step back, that's exactly what happened. All of our leaders became under attack. Everybody just, it's like the whole Black Power movement just went crazy, and people didn't know what was going on, and you know, they want to say people was pulling a coup and people trying to take over this and take over what? You understand? It was none of that. It was just disorganization. It was organized disorganization. Put it like that. That's what happened. You know, it was disorganized disorganization. It was a plot to destroy us from the inside out. To break down bonds that people have built up with each other over the years, and to really just test your loyalty to the revolution. You know, our job as revolutionaries is not to even be concerned whether we live or death, die. When we say freedom or death, that's what we meant, right? Because I know when I got it tattooed on my chest, that's what I meant, freedom or death, freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. And if I have to die fighting for my freedom, I was willing to do so.
That's right.
And somewhere along the lines, people got caught up in this ideology and idolism, worshiping a leader instead of being honest to the revolution, you know, and being a true soldier. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me to read my manual, and then when I read my manual and figure out you're not reading yours, that I'm the problem. I'm not the problem. You know what I'm saying? You don't train people to be followers. You trained us to be leaders and to think for ourselves. National Chairman Imam Akbar told me that my knowledge of self made me unfit to be a slave. So why, therefore, would I be a slave to what you say, to your leadership, when I can think for myself and I have that knowledge that I had it attained from this organization by reading the required books, by studying with those that were teaching me, by being under mentorships? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have really been on the the good part, the good and the bad in the revolution, because I've had people that are real revolutionaries train me and teach me, like National Chairman Imam Akbar, all over the country, learning from him, learning history, learning world history, not just South Carolina history where I was from, but world history about how this oppressor has kept all of us under his foot and kept their feet on our necks for all these years. You know, and the only thing I wanted to do was to learn as much as I can, do as much as I can with the time that I had available on this earth, and share that knowledge and information with those that are willing to listen. That's it. We're just supposed to be here to pass the baton and learn as much as we can and build as much as we can within our own communities. You know, we didn't have to go all the way over the world, but we answered that call. We didn't have to leave our homes because there's people suffering right here in Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? But we went and answered that call, and we did what we were supposed to do. Nobody did anything nefarious or out of line or just downright dirty and destructive to destroy the Black Power movement. Nobody was under that. But we became under attack for that very reason. You know?
That's right.
But I just want to let everybody know that Sister Sasha, that's why you have to really tie everything into it. This incident that happened to her was by no mistake an accident.
Right.
It was not an accidental shooting. It was a deliberate assassination on a queen who should have been protected. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I did was beat myself up about it, which I know I'm all in another continent. Nobody was there to protect her, though. She needed protection. We have to protect our leadership. Anybody that comes out and speaks against this oppressor is doomed or destined for death.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or dismemberment. And if you're not prepared for that, your family's going to have to get prepared for it if that's your choice to be a revolutionary. You know, I chose to be a revolutionary. I chose to be married to the revolution. I chose to give up my own house at times and let people come and stay with me and give them food and shelter and clothing in the name of the revolution. You know what I'm saying? That's not being fake or phony, or that's not being what they want to call us, cosplaying revolutionary just because you got on a black BDU, you think you can run the world. No. It was whatever we could do within 15 miles or 15 feet of us. If we could make a difference in somebody else's life, that's what we were supposed to be doing. Okay? If you can feed them, feed them. If you can clothe them, clothe them. If you can help them, help them. That's the way that I was taught. You understand? And when somebody call on you, whether it's California or Florida or Georgia or wherever it is on this planet, this whole planet belongs to us. We didn't limit ourselves to just our own neighborhoods. We was everywhere, doing everything at all times. And if we didn't, you know what I'm saying? So this just put it together, y'all. From 2021 to today, look at the structure of the Black Power movement. You know, and I'm not going to speak on nobody else's drama because Lord knows I done had enough of my own, and I'm not trying to bring up nobody or none of that because I'm over it. But it's just a circus act right about now, okay? It's just a clown show. It's just a bunch of people that really were serious about what they were doing, and then they got turned on to the social media stuff, and now it's just a mess.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. It's just a total mess. Like every day I had to block people. You know, I had to just shut down one of my pages and just ignore people. You know what I'm saying? Just block them. They don't exist. Because it's all counteractive, and it's COINTELPRO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't have no new tricks. Like, I mean, it really scared me half to death when I realized how far involved they got in my business. You understand what I'm saying? It's real. It's real. And only in the name of doing something for your people. That's it. In the name of doing something for your people, they will destroy your image. They'll destroy your character. They will do anything they can. You know, they set the building on fire that we had the conference in, the Sankofa conference, caught on fire a day before we had to have our conference, okay?
Wow, that's
okay. They're trying. You know what I mean? To say it's a coincidence, but I think not. I think people just wanted to discourage us from having a meeting of some sorts, and when they got wind that they weren't invited, or they really wanted to shut it down some type of way. You know, any little cheap skate way they can get people from coming together and celebrating and really making a change and a difference in the Black Power movement. You know, because the bonds were made and promises was made and things were said and done that we can stand on. You know what I'm saying? I can stand on the Waker Foundation. And I can stand on, you know, in fact, coming through and saying what they had to say. And then the other leaders in the community that have been helping me and helping us as a people, feed our people, clothe our people, give medication. Sister Melody came through and gave her holistic approach to what COVID-19 really is. You know, and I have to shout her. I have to celebrate my elders. I have to celebrate Brother Pete. I have to celebrate Mr. Waker and Imam Akbar, because if it wasn't for them giving us this knowledge of self, okay, not just self-defense, but knowledge of self, we would all be in worse positions. It could have been a lot worse when I caught COVID 3 or 4 times. You know, and didn't know how to fight it, especially with diabetes and kidney failure like I have. Sister Melody nursed me back to health 4 times, okay? She got me back right 4 times after that. And she knows how to fight that COVID-19 virus. She knows exactly what it is and how to destroy it.
Right.
And now, you know, and now we have a lab that she's going to be able to use to break it down, to really destroy this thing, you know?
That's right. Can you tell us the results of the Sankofa event? And then another major feat that you and our national chairman was involved in was Howard University, how you guys stepped in and fed the students throughout the whole protest.
Oh, yeah. We did 28-day protest, almost 30. The last couple of days, they told us they couldn't take no more food. But yes, from the beginning of their protest at Howard University, back in 2020, it was during COVID time or whatever, we were called to go and do security on Howard campus as well as come and feed the kids, because they shut down their banquet hall, where they could go and get free food from and, you know, supplies and things like that. It wasn't just us. It was a lot of other organizations that joined in, but we were happy to be a part of that. Shout out to Brother Imam Ali and the Rashidon Community Center here in Washington, D.C., for supplying all of the food. They gave us everything from cases of tuna, because the kids was like, we don't want this other crap. We just want a homemade tuna fish sandwich or, you know, something simple.
Home-cooked food. That's right.
Good home-cooked food. So whatever he bought me, I was able to just whip it up, and we would take it up there and transport it to the kids and drop it off and make sure they ate, and as well as some of the Panthers here were on security. They did 24-hour security with them. Because the kids was just outside in the elements, you know. It was terrible. They were out there sleeping in tents, because they'd rather sleep in a tent than in the mold-infested dorms that they had available for those kids to live in. And now they're tearing down all those old buildings and building new dorms for the kids right there on Howard campus.
Finally. Get
yeah, finally. Yeah, I live right down the street from it now, so I can just see the progress. You know, I guess that's what they were kind of waiting on, but we made them step the gas up, you know, put some pedal place to sleep, you know, and decent food to eat, you know. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, one day hearing from those students. Hopefully, and that's what we talked about. We were able to just sit there and talk to those students and really try to get in their mind what being a revolutionary is truly about. You can go to school and make all kind of money and do things, but are you going to turn around and come back to your community and make it better? You know, do you have that ability to do that? Do you see that this is what's needed? Like, we need young people. We need to let some of these elders step down and just take council roles and really get the young minds involved in the Black Power movement. You know, and that's why I've had to slide out the way and just let these young people do what they can. You know, sometimes we get caught up in our own leadership. We don't see where we need help, you know. We need help of how we can do things differently or we can make them better, you know. So that's just my synopsis. Hey, did you hear from Sasha's sister yet?
No.
I haven't heard from nobody.
Yeah, we're hoping that we hear something from her by next week. But we did do the call to action for anyone that wants to send in video love to her. So can you tell us a little bit on how we can support Sasha Johnson in the interim?
Okay, so how you can support Sasha is if you are in a formation, leadership formation, it doesn't matter what your position is. Just the only requirement is when you do your video, turn your phone to like the TV setting, like you're going to be on TV, so it'll format correctly, and record yourself, state your name, your formation, and just give Sasha a thank you for your services, you know, happy Mother's Day. We're rooting for you. We, you know, something positive. Just leave her a positive message, not to give up hope and know that we're standing with her. They're doing a fundraiser for her on the 20th, May the 20th. They're going to do a fundraiser for her and her family because she does have two little boys and her mother and her sister that she was helping to support. It's also on the flyer. Can you read that? I don't even know. Let me see if I can find it. They have a GoFundMe on the flyer. I don't know if I got it or not. Did I give it to you?
Let me see if I can pull this up.
Yeah, it's a GoFundMe code, and I don't want to mess with the phone. It might hang up. Let me see.
And this is Sasha Johnson Day, May 20th.
Yes, Sasha Johnson Day. They named it okay, here it goes. It says, all donations welcome. www.gofundme.com/ffundraiser to support Sasha Johnson and her family. Fundraise-to-support-Sasha-Johnson and her family. That's a GoFundMe. And the Sasha Johnson Day is Saturday, May the 20th, 2023, at Peckham Square, 89 Peckham High Street in London, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. They have guest speakers, spoken word, drumology, a live choir, libation, prayers, and music. Okay, and this is through the Campaign for Justice.
Can you give that address again for those who may not have heard?
Okay, I can't hardly see it. Okay, the address is Peckham Square, 89 Peckham High Street in London, England. Okay. And that's SC155RS. I don't know what that means, but from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Is that our time here? What is that, California? No, that's in the UK, in United Kingdom time.
So I don't know what time it would be here in the United States.
It might be 7 hour. Might be a 7 hour difference. Mm-hmm. For those who are not able to head to Wilmington, Delaware for the El Hajj Malik Shabazz Day, should be encouraged. If you are overseas, and we do have an international audience, pay your respects and support for Comrade Sasha Johnson at this hour.
Definitely. Because she deserves it. I know she did not get the proper recognition and admiration and congratulations that she deserved when this incident happened. Like I said, it was so much going on during that time, you know, within the party that people just, you know, they pretty much just said, here, you deal with it, Janae, you know. And I'm not going to bite my tongue about that because that's pretty much what they said to me. You deal with it, you know. And since then, I was determined to do something to bring awareness to Sasha's incident and to make sure that she, you know, people don't forget her. Say her name. You know, we chase down all these people that we don't know, and here we have a comrade that's been fighting for her life. That was faithful, very strong, very vocal about what she stood for and what she believed in. And she's fighting for her life, you know, and she's still fighting. She's not in the hospital. She's in a rehabilitation center at this point. Well, I guess it's still the hospital, but she's getting rehab. And it's taking her this long to get to this stage so she can talk, she can correspond, she can see these videos that, and it would be great if everybody could get it in to me at least by tonight sometime. Today you can email me the video or you can submit it at newblackpanther.dc@gmail.com or if we're friends on social media, you can just inbox it to me or to Sister Critical Truth Bay. Ask them to email it to you and we'll inbox it to you, the video of themselves, and we'll forward it to Brother Alpha, and he's going to put it into a compilation so she can see how many people all over the world that are praying for her and wishing her a well recovery. Okay.
Right on. So if you do want to send in your video testimonies, you could email us at info@onepercentage.org. That's info@onepercentage.org. That's info@onepercentage.org. Or if you want more information, you could also call us at 323-884-8583. And please, even if you never knew her in person, for what she represents, what she currently represents as far as women in this movement, definitely we need to show her as much love. And I look forward to hoping to see her fully recover. But in the meantime, justice still has to be served because there are no swift court dates that we hear based on these perpetrators that did this upon our queen. There is a clip that I have rarely. She doesn't have many clips of her speaking. But for those who may not know her voice, we want just to play a little clip of her confronting someone based on her womanhood, attacking her, and she kind of stood her ground. So let's listen in on this Sasha Joe.
Because I'm a girl, you think I'm going to fuck you up.
Come on.
Because I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to drive this side out to make it look like all black people are ignorant. Yeah, I'm angry right now because of what's going on. It's made me angry, yes. Just like when he was angry and he thought that his town would be disrupted, his statues are going up. I'm angry too.
Of course you're angry.
Yeah, so why are you calling him dude? What does the dude mean? What does the dude mean?
You don't believe stats and facts.
Johnson had to face. This is from blackface, other protesters, so to speak, that sexually profile her. And as a woman in her position, that's where protection needs to step up, because she is not only fighting the oppressors, she's fighting, as you mentioned, a lot of coon face Uncle Toms that are floating around. It's the blackface sometimes that's even worse to us than the oppressor. So I'm very empowered just by watching her speak, her authority, her fearlessness. These are the things that we need to aspire to be. And I'm truly honored to even mention her today, but we need to honor her more so because it's not being brought to light as often. Black power.
Okay, definitely black power. She had a strong voice. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, who's the aqua?
Who's that?
Just double R, just a grin. Black power. Yeah.
Okay, brother Lord. Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Sir.
I couldn't express even more that, you know, she needed to be protected. She really needed somebody to be beside her or be protecting her at all points and at all costs. You know, I don't know all the details about what happened, but I can just say that she was in a situation where she didn't have nobody to have her back. Nobody was watching out for her. This incident was about to happen.
Well, we definitely want to pray for a full recovery for her. Mm-hmm. And she is definitely one of our unsung heroes. So homage to Sasha Johnson and her family, and especially for her two boys who still have to reel with the devastation of what happened to their mother.
Exactly. And she's such a beautiful young lady. I mean, strong and beautiful and bold and just vicious. And I don't want nobody to ever think because you're a woman, you can't be that. She was that. I was that. You know what I'm saying? We weren't in it for the fame or whatever, the title or anything like that. It wasn't in it to be around a bunch of men. I was in it because I was pissed off and I was tired of seeing black men and black women getting killed and murdered. That's why we are in the revolution. That should be the only reason why you put those BDUs on and you get out there in front of the people and you scream black power and you stand for black power.
That's
you
right.
know, not just being, it's like, you know, as a, it's not, it's hard enough we're women, but when we say we women and we tired and we fed up and we saying it louder than a man, you still have to deal with the backlash of it. You know, I'm still dealing with rough repercussions from 2 years ago, stuff that people want to accuse you of doing. They have no working knowledge of it at all, no proof, no evidence, no nothing, but just an assumption because you are a woman and you're in a leadership position. You don't have, everybody don't have to sleep their way to the top.
That's right.
Some of us are just natural born leaders. You know?
Right on.
Black power.
Black power to you. Thank you. And we want to say thank you for you being the revolutionary you are. Black power. And so we want to head to. Yeah, we're going to head to our next subject afterwards. Go ahead, Nashua.
Yes, I just wanted to thank our comrade and sister, Janae, for all of her work over the years. She has a phenomenal work. It's right up there with Harriet Tubman. It's right up there with Fannie Lou Hamer, Barbara Jordan, Shirley Chisholm, all the great ones that have they got a divine blessing on them. Can't you see Sasha Johnson, Janae? We say Cook sometimes, Earl sometimes, but we know that's Janae, comrade, chairwoman, community activities, programs, leader nationwide, traveler, and intervene on men, women, children, doesn't matter. If she saw the opposition mistreating somebody, she's going to get involved and get justice down there where it needs to go and feed those that are hungry and clothe those that are naked. Oh, you just don't know nobody down the street like her. Ain't no Sister Janae just right up the block. These are specially gifted women. Oh, my. Someone should say it. Sasha Johnson had joined on to the new Black Panther Party. People suppressed that under the leadership of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, is who she represented at the end of the day, and loved her some Queen Janae, loved her some Sheikh Imam Akbar, and loved all comrades fighting for freedom worldwide. Wasn't no Black Lives Matter stuff at the time that she had her encounter with those attempted assassins, you hear me? The British government wanted to get their tuned up. Blair Bush, they've always been teamed up. Vladimir Putin Bush, Vladimir, what's his name? All them crackers are together against our melanation. You just have to wake up to the facts and come around to the reality of your Black Revolution. We ain't waking up to Black Revolution. Not our first rodeo. So this is the thing that she represented was Black Revolution. Not no let's team up, Mr. White, and let's get along at Buckingham Palace, or let's go along with the bloody Scots and the bloody Brits and the bloody Irishmen. These bastards were bombing each other. They didn't like government, bomb your ass. They didn't like your religion, they bomb your ass. So the bloody Brits is no joke, and they will come in and ventilate their white. They'll demonstrate their white supremacy. They're not no they ventilate their nationalism on you. And Prince Charles ain't no different than Prince Henry, and Henry ain't no different than King James. King James ain't no different than Queen Elizabeth. It's a whites-only party, and you have not been invited. So just wake up, brothers and sisters. That's the message here. And we thank you, Queen Janae, for keeping the lights on and then tarrying and through hardship and under duress and all
right
of these things. We just wanted to recognize you here at Black Power Radio and wish you a spontaneous Happy Mother's Day to the Queen of Black Revolution at this hour for Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power.
Yes. Black Power all in the house. Right on. So we're going to shift to our other revolutionary that we are going to honor. And this one is no older than 15 years old. So we got a Brother Willie D that actually covered reactment of Sanai Amenhotep. Sanai Amenhotep was a 15-year-old that was actually kidnapped and murdered in 2021, back in April, found dead in a wooded area. So let's listen to the updated story from our brother Willie D on Sanai and how we need to honor this young revolutionary who unfortunately will never ever be a mother, but her spirit must live on.
Mm-hmm.
Nine Armin Hotel, the daughter of an anti-violence activist out of New Jersey, has been found dead. Backstory. Shanaya went missing about 3 weeks ago from a South Carolina home. Police arrested a juvenile girl and they were looking for a guy by the name of Travion Nelson. They found him. And then they found Shanaya's body in a wood area in Lexington County. They did a bad man, shot her multiple times. They don't even have a motive at this time. At least they're not releasing a motive. Shanaya is the daughter of Sharice Amahotep. So this guy, from what I understand, could say a lot of work. That's why I would say, fam, I have a lot of respect for activists. Of course, there are people out there who sometimes take advantage of the people, but most of the people, man, that do activist work, fam, it's one of those jobs where you got to really, really be for the people to do it, because oftentimes it's the kind of job that the pay sucks. I mean, the pay just sucks. And you're always away from your family. You're always fighting somebody else's fight. Always taking on a new cause. You're juggling several crises. Again, most of these crises aren't even personally or directly related to you. It is a hell of a job to be an activist. I'm talking about a real activist. That's really for the people. That's a hell of a job. So I always say I respect these type of people that do that. You know, I got a lot of respect for that. And so, it's really sad when you look at a situation like this where you got a guy who has dedicated his life to, to getting justice. For people who are violated, and now he's been violated, and he needs the same type of energy from the people, and he also needs it from the authorities who he holds accountable daily. I read somewhere right there was sending out his condolences. But yeah, man, it's cool. Make sure you get that man justice, because you put the work in. Make sure you ride for him like you ride for the people. That's cold, man. You don't even know where to start. This girl was only 15 years old. That's all I mean. And hadn't been seen since. And discovered her body in what area. And you got two young people that are being held. More likely will join the crowd, will join the troves of people, young people, who recently just thrown their lives away. I mean, these numbers are just staggering. Young people just throw their lives on the family, hold them close. And youngsters, man, listen to me, people can make good. Make sure you keep good company. It's not even enough that you keep good company. You gotta make sure that you're good company. Keep good company. Because somebody can bring somebody around you that ain't right. And then take your life and put your life in jeopardy. You gotta know what the people who are coming around you are into. You be sitting there just having a conversation with somebody, and next thing you know, having a conversation with somebody, next thing you know, the killers come and start shooting. When the killers come, the killer don't ask questions. Hey, screw it. Just leave it. Side take shots off. Oh, you want right here. Nah, man. They're going to shoot up everything. Like, so be very careful about that, man. Be very careful. Be very careful about who you allow into your personal space. That one life for me, don't take it for granted. R.I.P.
And so that was 3 weeks after the incident in 2021 when his broadcast was on. And Willie D, he expressed exactly the sentiments of what we need to hear. Now, we are honoring revolutionary mothers today, but also we must recognize the mothers who are leading their children or not holding their children accountable for their actions. Sometimes you have a lot of bad mothers out there that keep bad company or allow their children to keep bad company and don't check them in time. This is what we have as a plethora of issues in the Black community. So for the mother of Trayvon Nelson, we want to know what happened for this 18-year-old from KC, South Carolina, who was arrested in Lexington County Sheriff's Department, and he's supposed to be charged with murder. Nelson and two other accomplices on that day, what were they thinking to kidnap this innocent, beautiful young girl and do such a heinous crime? We have to hold each other accountable for actions such as this. The white supremacists are just going to sit back and just enjoy the show as we continue to attack each other on certain instances. This is where we have to lay down the law and put our foot down on this. We want to be responsible for our own actions. And so if you're a mother out there and you are living a reckless life, we ask you to please stop it. Because you're not living your life for yourself. You have children that are looking up to you and that are emulating your actions. And when they decide to take the life of another young Black child minding their own business, that is 10 times worse than what these white supremacists, these oppressors, these colonizers do to us on a daily basis. There is no excuse to have our young Black girls and boys out there without a sense of direction. And many of them do not have fathers in the homes as well. So sometimes the mother has to be the father and the mother. It's not easy to try to protect your child from the woes of these outside doors, of the messages that these watered-down schools are teaching them. They're not here to protect Black families. They're not here to educate children. It must be us to step up to the plate to make sure that our young Black men are trained to be gentlemen, but yet to be disciplined. It is our job to make sure that our children have a sense of direction. Hollywood and social media are not there to teach our Black children. We must pass down the true values and principles of what it is to be an upstanding citizen, melanated in this here called America. It is up to us that has to raise the child to make sure they're in the direction they need to be. So I want to make it clear that we must toe the line and give our children the right disciplinary actions so they can know how to respect life. So the mother of Trayvon Jamar Nelson, if you're out there, I want you to listen and listen carefully. You may have failed your child in however he decided to do this heinous crime in April of 2021. But his actions long affects many in the community. And so we want to also give our condolences to her father, Sharif, who has, as mentioned, been strong in the public in fighting for Black power as well. This should have never happened to his child. This should have never happened. Sasha Johnson should have never been out in the open to allow somebody's mother to train their child to take out this queen or attempt to do so. These things really make my blood boil when I see how mothers are more interested in their hair and their nails and their big booty butt lifts. This is what the modern day mamas are doing now, neglecting to teach your child politics, discipline, military action. The things that would benefit the community has taken away. And many times, this has a long-lasting effect from generation to generation. But we have the actions that we can take right now to prevent further atrocities from occurring. But you must take your authority very seriously. You must know who you are as a Black person on this land. We have a lot to fight for. There's a lot that we can learn. Not to get on Netflix, not to get on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and flood your brain with idiocy, with things that don't matter, with superficial materials, but to arm yourself with the knowledge of Malcolm X. Arm yourself with the knowledge of Huey P. Newton, to arm yourself with the knowledge of Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Harriet Tubman. These are things that we have to live in the spirit right now, because if we had Black family, most of the problems that we face with our children would not occur. So I want to make it clear moving forward that we are out to correct you as well. So if you know you are a mother or a father that's not on the right path for your children's sake, then you are going to have to be taken out yourself. This is not a promise. This is reality. And so for Sanai Amenhotep, even though it's been almost 2 years since your body was stolen from us, but your spirit still lives on. And to her family, her mother and father as well, we stand with you. We stand beside you. We are supporting you to make sure that you carry on the spirit of your daughter. To those who do not want to toe the line, your time is up. Because in 2023, we're moving a lot differently. In 2023, we're shifting the courses of how we treat each other. We are arming ourselves with not only knowledge, but we're arming ourselves with you know what. So try it, if you like, to see if your backwards ways are going to continue to penetrate the revolutionary causes that we try to bring forth. We want to honor those who have paved the way for us and continue on their legacy. So with that being said, that wraps up the coverage of two of the revolutionary women that we want to honor and to make an example on how we are to continue to live. 10 years from now, what would Sanai Amenhotep be doing? I guarantee you she would be leading the charge of other young people into the right direction had Trayvon and these other thugs that didn't have enough love in their life to value the cause and effect of their actions. We're here to build our communities, to snatch back the land that was taken from us, to reinsert a new governance, to reassert the affirmations of the right to self-determination. These are terms that we do not take lightly and that we are going to move forth and bring forth a new change. And that change is called freedom. Freedom is the only source that we strive to achieve. For we know that we are not free at all by any means, but we will be free by any means. Black Power, and we yield back the mic to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Black Power, all the black beautiful queens of our diaspora and of our network, and immediately, and we have to say, for lack of a better term, all of our black queens and mothers, home and abroad, we show you so much love and honor you on this day, that those that have come in the legacy and the spirit of Harriet Tubman, those who came in the spirit and legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer, and no less were those that came in the spirit of the Honorable Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, who distinctively made a way for the black woman at the top of every field of endeavor, every avenue of human interest. She explored it with a type of curiosity that brought about a difference. She did everything differently. And therefore, we must pick up the legacy of someone who can make a difference in the lives of the humanity, because they have come to take our life, and we have come to restore life, but yet abundantly. They say, if you knock on the doors of knowledge, answers shall be given unto you, and all things shall be added in abundance. And we would just only believe, if you would only believe. It's so much of a broad field here today, and it awaits the wide awoke black man, woman, and child. If you would just pick up where you saw Shasha Johnson trying to go, pick up where you knew that Fannie Lou Hamer was going, pick up what you knew Shirley Chisholm stood for, lived for, and put her life in the middle of the issues of our concern. This is what we're trying to say today: get involved with the issues of our central concerns. And then you're doing some form of revolution. But if you're doing a drive-by and trying to do the Rodney King shuffle in the middle of all this madness, we ain't just getting along. There's no Kumbaya song here for us today. We don't tiptoe through the goddamn tulips when our enemies are trying to kill us. We ain't here to team up. We're not no flower children. And hell no, we don't love it. We don't love our vicious enemy who viciously abuse and misuse us. We don't love our enemies. I don't know who taught you to do that, but that's a mistranslation of a teaching. The hell you gonna love your enemy who viciously misuse you, abuse you, and kill you, and you gonna love something like that? You got a bad comprehension of what Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Muhammad, David, or any other honorable person that was trying to tell you to use your common sense. You must make sense of all of this. You can't take no abuse from the opposition, and the only position he has is to beat and to kill you, and this is all that he wants to do. Brother, sister, I will not exaggerate. I will not tell you if he's pissing your face and he's pissing your face. I'm not going to call it rain. I'm going to call it is what it is. He's pissing in your face. But you talking to Sheikh Ali, ma'am, I spot. And I've been put on to the tricks of this world. And I understand comprehensively what's taking place in society. And try to tell you and share with you something that will cause you to take your freedom from a low-down, no-good, filthy, dirty white man and his vicious woman, the she-devil, who have perpetrated this type of exploitation upon you, this form, this weird and peculiar form of oppression being a practice against you. You must rise up by any means necessary. Up to your mighty nation, you can accomplish whatever you will. You have to use your volition, use your will against the opposition. No, we ain't user-friendly. No, we're not trying to all get along. We're trying to get free from the vicious attacks from the opposition. This is opposition today. And the mothers have come on even stronger than some to call themselves revolutionary. These mothers have been strong against these oppositions. Johnson Johnson was strong. That's probably the strongest thing ever came through London with Johnson Johnson. That's why they look at the vicious attack. Mm-hmm. Shoot her in the face, hit her in the eye, the ear, the butt, the breast, anywhere, just stop her. They just moved on her. That's a vicious, unwarranted attack on the best of our revolutionaries. And they always target our brightest and our best and try to put them to rest. But Almighty God saw fit to raise her own back up because of her deeds before the attempted assassination. Oh, that's a mark in history, in American and British history, because we have it on our files. And someone's going to dig it up. But I'm telling you, she put some strong pieces here on Black Power Radio on a Sunday evening, my mind. And you just got to keep digging in the archives until you find it. I ain't going to tell you where it is. You go dig it up. That's right. Maybe you wake up on the way there and get to something to seal it up. Come on, Black Minister of Justice, Black Power. Yeah.
Black Power. Right on. So we have 10 points that we don't want you to forget. And we'll remind you of what our mission is as Panthers. Number one, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our Black community. Number two, we want full employment for our people. Number three, we want to end to the robbery of the oppressor of our Black community. Number four, we want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Now, I'm going to pause right there for a second, because housing right now, Black family, is the number one cause that we're working for, second to feeding our people. The majority of our Black people are unhoused or underfed. So these are the 2 points that we have to continue to work tirelessly and be proactive in feeding our people and building these houses. Getting the land that we are requesting. That's one of the number one things that we request for reparations. And speaking of such, we are going to cover the update of reparations on tomorrow's show. So please make sure you join us as we give you the skinny on what has happened with Governor Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who on Wednesday, May 10th, decided to publicly let the world know that he's not interested in paying the menial $1.2 million for descendants of slaves. So I tell you, Black family, if California was leading the charge in reparations and the governor told on himself that we're not going to pay you nothing for reparations, what do you think we need to do next, Black family? I'm going to leave it right there and you think about that. Number five, we want education for our people, the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us the true history of our role in the present day society. That includes critical race theory. That includes Black history. Those are the things that we need to teach our children on a daily basis without end. Number six,
We want all black men and women to be exempt from the military service. Damn sure not going to fight for a country that don't think you need to be paid for the labor that you built for free. Now, number seven, we want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of our black people. And the only way, black family, we're going to do that is that if we create our own police forces. We have enough military experience to do just that, to have security for these families that are seeking protection. We have enough tools under our belt in order for us to police ourselves. So this is something, black family, that we're going to have to step up to the plate on, because we can't continue to be body bags for a traffic stop or routine walking down the street minding your business and they ask you, can I see your ID? We don't need to be subjected to something like that, black family, but the only way we can avoid that is that if we let the oppressor know that we have our own police force within ourselves. Number eight, we want freedom for all black men and women held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jails. And I want to give a special shout out to our prisoners of war, to those black men and women who have been unjustifiably criminalized and thrown in these holes with no resources, no communication, treated worse than the bottom of the shoe. We cannot forget our brothers and sisters locked up. We got to continue to be the voices for them until they are duly released. And believe me, black family, they will be released. Number nine, we want all black people who brought to trial to be tried in a court by a jury of our peers in our black communities as defined by the Constitution of the United States. Now, this is where we flip the script. The Constitution of the United States, the 13th and 14th Amendment, actually criminalizes us without due process. So we don't need to go through this Constitution. We can create our own, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We can create our own legislation because that will be our Constitution. And last but not least, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. And as our major political objective, a United Nations supervised to be held throughout the black colony in which only black colonial subjects will be allowed to participate for the purpose of determining the will of the people as to their national destiny. And so this, black family, is our motto, is our mission. These 10 points is what we live by, and that's what gives us the energy to keep moving forward. Black power.
Black power, black power. And we thank you, Dr. Black Critical Power. Truth Bay, and all of those who have contributed tonight to a fantastic Mother's Day program. We thank Queen Janae for coming in and giving us the update with the Sasha Johnson's case in London, England. We're thankful to all of those that have contributed coast to coast tonight. And we've got two more. I don't know. Brother Ty Nitty, did you have something at 864? Do you have something? See, we're reaching out to him. Brother Ty, you there at 864? If we do a drive-by there, we're going to punch in at 872. Let me see if we can get – well, hold on just a second. We're going to punch it in for 872-201. You're live on Black Power Radio,
872-201.
Black Power, who's that?
You hear me? This is Switchblade from Chicago. This is Switchblade from Chicago.
Happy Mama Day and them to you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Black Power.
And shout out to all the
Black Power.
Thank you. Shout out to all the sisters out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Queen. You as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to put my two cents in with the 10-step program. Brothers and sisters, I've just been informed that even though we make up only 13% of the population, 40% of Black folks are homeless.
Hmm.
Now, as I mentioned last time, Black people makes up a third of Chicago's population, but only 73% of us is homeless. That's over half.
That's right.
And yeah, we
That's
have
right.
this new mayor saying that, oh, we need to show love and support to these immigrants. But what about our love and support that we've been asking for over 400 years? Where is that? So
you got
I am going to the Finance Committee on May 30th at the City Hall downtown to discuss cutting our checks.
Let's do it.
Go to their city hall meetings and express our grievances so we can be all one voice. And on that note, Black Power and be one.
Well, thank you, sister.
I'm glad you talk about this immigrants. Immigrants is coming up. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we actually want you to highlight what's happening in the South Side because we just seen the recent influx of immigration, not only there, but in New York. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening there on the South Side?
I can tell you about there in California.
Go ahead, sir.
Here in California, I'm glad she said that about that Article 42. The immigrants is lined up here. How are they going to bring people up in here? They're going to get a check about 2 months from now, a month. And we got homeless up here, a lot of Black homeless. So, like we're looking at this president right now, what the heck is he thinking about? You feel me? And he ain't mentioned reparations once. I yield Black.
That's right.
This guy's off his rocker. I think we got Black Switchblade out of Chicago. She had put that question directly to you to give us a little idea of the streets of Chicago and the influx of certain immigrants and certain situations in perhaps Cook County and the surrounding Chicago region. Give us a little glimpse on what you got.
I'm glad that you answered that question. Asked me that question. Black folks in Chicago South Side are pissed, and we have no problem expressing our grievances. We saying that these people are basically spitting and slapping our faces with pushing all these immigrants in our communities when we're already lacking resources. They even told us that the schools that were closing, that was closed for some years, and we wanted to rebuild those schools into community centers, we got denied, right? But now they're making roads for like 200 to 500 illegal immigrants to be in a school for housing and everything. But what about those 73% of Black homelessness that you're not even taking care of now? You put in your priorities. It's messed up. You know, you're not putting us as a priority. And then he's like, well, I don't want any division. This has nothing to do with division. This has everything to do with us getting ours. So what they recently did, because we complained so much, was the new illegal immigrants are going to the Hispanic neighborhood, the little village, to be around their type of people. Because we are having constant conflicts with the immigrants here. They're feel entitled to getting resources and jobs ahead of us. So it's really hard out here in Chicago to even find employment, even find housing. The prices are ridiculous, and the people are struggling. And we've been struggling all this time and constantly been ignored, and our people are calling it out. We're calling these politicians out, and I will be one of them.
That's right.
The foot office now confirms the Chicago Public School building will be used as a temporary shelter for who were bused to the city from border states. Elementary on South Ellis will house about 100 migrants, Former Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin says the mayor's decision ignores the local community. He released a statement saying, in part, the mayor's office should have held a series of community meetings to gain community support. I urge the mayor to reverse course and listen to the residents of Woodlawn. The mayor's office replied, saying, quote, the city continues to work with the county, state, local leaders, and community-based partners to explore all viable options for temporary shelter.
So this is Wadsworth Elementary that is going to be reported to have 100 migrants, but I believe it should be more. And will there be other schools other than Wadsworth that will be used for this purpose?
Well, these are people, they're perfectly willing to skip over the black people who have used our blood, sweat, and tears and tax dollars over the years and give it to anyone with the exception of a melanated man or woman who they have
liaison
between the Zionist Jews and the Mexicans, a liaison between the Arabs and the Euros and the Ukrainians and goddamn Iranians, Arabs, and all of those that can be in front of them. They will tell us to get in the back of the line here. You think it's bad in the Ukraine, and things get bad in these people, and they start passing out these supplementals. They will say, man, I'm telling you, if you black, you will stand back. The whites will be right. The browns sticking around. The tan going to be their main man. And the yellows are going to be mellow. And if you're black, get the fuck back. So we're going to have to stand on our own freedom, justice, equality, our own form, our own peculiar brand of emancipation and say, hell no, we don't go. And we ain't going for it at this hour. We have to take black people, take our emancipation, take the justice and freedom and manage with our own goddamn hands. Don't put it in the hands of another man. That's right. So we have to be aware of these things, brother and sister. What's coming down the pike don't look glory for us. So we got to make it juicy for ourselves. If we plan to get in this thing, then we're going to have to take it and manage it with our own hands, minds, thinking through our own thinking apparatus and in our own favor of our own people. If we the people ain't giving it up, we're going to have to take what we need for ourselves on this soil at this hour by any means necessary. So we thank you all for chiming in tonight, being here. We'll be right back here on the same black channel, Bomb Black Power Radio, for freedom, justice, equality, for blacks. Revolution is the only solution. And we have anyone that want to close in prayer, then we got an open airway for you right here. I ain't going to lie to you. Right here. It's an open airway.
Right on.
Prayer. Yeah, go ahead. You might take it to the top there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Anybody
That's
else
right.
have something before we leave the airways? We leave you an opportunity to say what you have to say. This may be the only airway in the world that will let you get it off your chest. So give us your best from the east to the west. Anybody has something before Dr. Critical Truth Bay?
No, Lord.
Our suggestion is going to close us out. Go ahead. Who's saying something?
Double R.
Sir?
Right on, comrade.
Yeah.
Go ahead, comrade Double R.
Oh, yeah. Hey, much shout out to Luke, man. After listening to this program today, much love. This history. I love to listen to this. Y'all know me. I'll be on here. I've been on here for about 60 days. You feel me? So, hey, Shasha and I, and this Doc Truth Bay. All the new queens of the day. I say homage to you. I told you now, this is some real conversation because I said on this program, I put my mama, my wife, and of course everything I concur with that everybody said, the histories of the sisters, the living sisters that just hit my ear today. You got to understand, my mama passed away 24 years ago. 57. I turned 57 at 1201.
Yes, sir.
So what you just touched that leg here.
My mama always told me, I think it's going to take a nation to raise you. All the women that I look back in this nation, the ones that I get rung my ear today, because today is a sad day for me. Everybody, I play Dear Mama, Sadie, I know Mama songs, all that. But my mama ain't here. You people on the phone, man, female, grab your mama. Because I wish I could just talk to my mama. You go see your mama. Okay, let me raise away from that, man. But look here. Y'all talking about May 29th. I think this is the anniversary, Doc Bay, you said about, I think about the thing in UK. If we got people got passports, man, let's hit this. Somebody sponsor us so we can show up. I think that's going to be the 2 year when she got shot. If I'm wrong, correct me. But let me just go a little bit stuff that I just heard from the show. That's the day that she got shot?
Yeah, the actual day she got shot was the 23rd of May, 2021.
So 23rd is the day. We got to represent the 23rd, too. I just want to put that on the calendar if we can. You know what I'm saying? So, our Black History, man, is just straight up on here, man. I recommend everybody listening on here to another shout-out to all y'all. Happy Mother's Day, for real, from the bottom of my heart. Love y'all. Y'all women keep doing y'all thing. Like I said, y'all got it through the crack era in L.A. You feel me? All right. I yield Black.
Right on. Thank you, Comrade Double R.
Black Power.
We appreciate you very much. Just to piggyback on the migrant situation, they are deliberately putting migrants in Black neighborhoods, clearly, because they want to erase us. Now, this is why Sister Switchblade and many other activists are focusing on the land. This land, if we unify simultaneously and retract what they are planning to do, we, as power to the people, can reverse whatever decision that your local city, county, state is planning to do. These are properties that are dormant. And because we're not actively seeking them, they're playing and passing on these properties to their friends, to their buddies, to the lobbyists, to whoever wants to pay to play. This is our land. This is our land. And if we allow someone to come in and sit in your house without a key, are you going to let them sit in your house? Absolutely not. So I want you, Black family, to actively record and take notes of the local properties in your area that are empty. Whether you say that they're going to do something with it or not, you have already given the spirit of giving up. And that's not what we're playing over here. We're stating that this is the network on where we have a strategy to not only get back our land, but to create our housing for the people, affordable housing that we are going to build, affordable communities, youth centers, mental health clinics. This is in dire need for our community, because it's not even only Black communities. It's a lot of communities that need mental health, but we are the ones that have been given nothing since day one, nothing. So are we going to sit back and allow them to continue to railroad us, or are you going to be proactive and start taking notes? That's what we really see in here.
Start taking notes.
That's right. That's right. And here, just to give you a little secret of what they're doing, they're placing a lot of the homeless deputies in your city as white Mexicans. Not even Mexicans. The white Mexicans. I can only speak here on what's
that
happening
part
in California. There are no Black, and I repeat, zero Black homeless deputies that are in place. I'm telling you right now, that is starting from HUD, which is a federal agency, down to your state, to your local city and county. Every single Black politician has a Spanish Mexican chief of staff over homelessness. Don't believe me? Go and check it out for yourself. And when you see these things, you have to combat it with our own people. You got to learn how to be an outreach coordinator. There's no books that you need to read to learn how to do that. There are no schools that's going to teach you how to actively stop gentrifying your communities. These are tools that we are giving to you right here on Black Power Radio, not only today, but for the last couple of years. So if you're tuning in, we thank you so very much for your support, but we also want to garnish to finance the movement. So if you can, 77 Bakers, that's $77 Bakers. This is the movement of which we disseminate information in tools that you can walk away with and utilize. It can only be used if you actually use it, Black family. So let's not be spectators of this revolution, but be boots on the ground, as we have mentioned with our beloved Sasha Brown, Sasha Johnson, and Sanai Amenhotep, whose spirit that we have to carry. And so with that, Black family, I want to leave us with a Bible verse before we go into our closing prayer. And one verse that I'll always repeat over and over again is Habakkuk 2, verse 2. The Lord says, write your vision and make it plain so that others can run with it. This is not a verse that we need to take lightly. If you don't have your plan written down, start today. But don't procrastinate on this assignment. This is a matter of life or death. And if you're not about freedom, then you're going to have to step out the way. So if there's no one else that wants to chime in, all my beloved comrades, we thank you for the Mother Day wishes. We appreciate our Black men so very much. And we thank you for being the kings and protectors of the community.
We did have one sister. There's a hand that just went up, and let's see, he's been dormant most of the evening. Let's see if he's still live. At 301 and 682, you're actually live on Black Power Radio at the closing of the prayer. Did you have a comment at 301-682?
682?
301.
Black Lives. Are you talking about, would you possibly be talking about the revolutionary voice of the people?
Yes, sir.
That would be you, sir.
Are you talking about the one that came to give them hell from the cradle to the grave?
Yes,
Are you talking about the National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning? Okay, I accept the charges. Operator, you can go ahead and put that call on through. Yes, indeed. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I just came on the line. I've been doing some little Mother's Day shopping and stuff like that, so I really don't know, but I will put it like this. We give an honor to our mothers and all the mothers out there today and all them ladies in our lives that made us, you know, into the strong men that we are and the strong women that we are, that y'all are. You know, whether it's a capital M or a small M, happy Mother's Day. You dig? And we do have a very important event coming up in Delaware. So I need everybody in the sound of my voice to come on and kick that $10 or whatever you can, at least $10, to $77 Bakers. You know, because your revolutionaries out here hard at work, and we can't afford to keep on doing this. And we do it anyway. And then electric bills don't get paid. Car notes don't get paid. Insurances lapse. You got a sister who got a nice car catching a bus. Our sister Truth Bay, you know, our Minister of Justice, catching a bus because we have given until it hurts. Now y'all got to give until it helps. $77 Bakers. And that's the serious. I hope y'all are not taking this like, oh, you just want. No, we're trying to get money to get to where we got to go. Not only that, we got to get gas. We got to get food. There's troops on the road with us sometimes that don't have a dime, but they put their heart and soul into this. They put their back into it, And then when we see our people coming looking for help, we're the first one to jump. And when we need, and when somebody need a somebody to defend them, we're the first one in line, the first line of defense, the only line of defense. Let's see some of those white Mexicans come to our aid. You know, let's see Pancho Villa come help us. Ain't gonna happen. You know, I've dealt with Ricky Ricardo before. No, Ricky Ricardo, he's serious Cuban Pete, and Cuban Pete don't give a shit. All he care about is cufflinks that he's gonna put on when he go on stage and say tick ticky boom, tick ticky boom, tick ticky boom. I ain't doing it. I'm walking around right now, half Panther uniform. Ah, I can't help myself. We always like this. You see the Sheikh Imam Akbar, you see me. Yeah, you got to have a uniform on. You know we Panthers. I just get in my car for the first time. Look all over my car. It ain't like I did it for him. It's like that's who I am. You get in my car, you see Panther shit immediately. You come in my house, you see Panther shit immediately. You fuck around with one of our people, you're going to see Panther shit immediately. And my handler is the Father in Heaven. For real. He sent me to do a mission. And he ain't told me I was relieved off my mission yet. So, whoever don't like it, too bad. Because the Father sent me. And only the Father can remove me from my post. So when the Father does remove me from my post, help me with the RBG, and say he was one.
Okay, what's going on?
Honor.
Hold on. Black Power.
Hey, there's my mentor. I even know the voice. You know what they say in the Bible about how the children know the voice of their leaders.
Okay, you got to stick to the script. Now, tonight we're honoring Sister Sasha Johnson. You just going on and on and on. We know
Sister
who you
Sasha
are.
Johnson. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So you at least ask what the program is about before you start training.
I told you it was going to be about mothers. So
Black
I said,
Power.
Let me get on here.
Queen Beverly, let's give Happy Mother's Day. I want to send a special shout to Queen Beverly. Happy Mother's Day to you. I know she don't get on there, but let's record that. And then, Aunt Chu, you know what I'm saying?
Let me
yield
the mic to Big Brother. Let me yield the mic to this brother here. He's a really articulate speaker after I'm done. Because right now, I just heard a voice that I ain't heard in a while, and I won't wish happy Mother's Day to my mentor, my first mentor, my first teacher.
That's enough, Dynamite.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Enough. Thank you.
Yield
the mic.
I'm gonna give you all the roses. Every time I think about you, every time I hear your voice, I'm gonna give you all the roses you deserve, all of them. Okay, now back to Sister.
Thank you very much. We gotta stick to the program, brother. Thank you. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, don't y'all be thinking that y'all can handle me just because y'all hear her handle me. She can handle me. She can handle a regiment.
Oh,
everybody's scared of her. What are you talking about?
Hey.
I might not be scared of 10 men, but is that little lady there, I ain't messing around with her at all. Black Power, I'm out.
All right. Black Power.
About to close out, we want to give everybody an opportunity here at Black Power Radio, and sometimes they go to an extreme. But nevertheless, we have Dr. Critical Toothpaste closing in prayer. Did you have stuff to double R before we close? Anybody has something of substance?
No. You need 3 hours for me. Look, I just want to give a shout-out to Queen Beverly, you know what I'm saying, our spiritual advisor, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I wish she was on here. I'm going to try and be on there tomorrow. I'm going to be on there early, so hopefully I can get in before I sell out on my C-Day, as we say, but my birthday, you know what I mean? But happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, though. But I just want to send a shout-out to Queen Beverly, man. And all the sisters on here, too. All you queens on here, happy Mother's Day. You know, gone. Black Power.
And happy birthday
Black
to
Power,
you, too, brother.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you,
sister. Double, from my office here at the National Chairman's office, extends the happiest of Mother's Day possible to all of you. And thank you, and assalamu alaikum, and Black Power, as our sister, Dr. Critical Cruz Bay, took place last spiritual advisor tonight and give us some closing words. Thank you.
That's right. So,
appreciate you, Queen. Appreciate you, Queen. Happy Mother's Day from Double R. Happy
thank
Mother's
you.
Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank
That's
you.
That's my dog.
We appreciate
yeah, yeah,
it, y'all.
For real. Tally. Yeah.
So just a little mention. I don't really tell people how I travel, but no matter what vehicle I do have, I do prefer public transport because there are people on the trains and the buses and the walkways that need to hear inspiration, that need to be hope. So that's how I commune and outreach with my people. No matter how big you are, you're never too big
right.
to talk to your people anywhere.
And let me just say this, Critical Cruz Bay. The way that Panthers travel, nobody should ever know.
That's right.
Don't ever reveal that type of information over the public airways ever again in your natural born life. You just put 10,000 of your comrades in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't do that ever again. I don't care what it is or who it is. You don't tell them how we travel. We have been to Tulsa, Oklahoma 6 times, and I done went several different ways, whether it was on a plane, on a train, or a bus.
Right on.
We made it the Black Dead call, and that's what Panthers do, and we don't reveal how they travel to each other. So that's something that you need to work on and within this organization is making sure that you don't get on this radio show and talking too much about what you're doing in your operation. That's why you don't hear from me at all. You will never be able to infiltrate my movement ever again. Black Power.
Black
go ahead.
Power.
Black Power.
Thank you.
Black
don't,
Power.
Don't explain how
Black
you travel.
Black.
You don't do that.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. This Double R. Look, but I'm going to go solo bolo. You feel me? Send me on the one over this way, they on that way. I talk to you. Get my number, 951-551-5404. Holler at me. I went under cold. But I just raised a flag, though. You feel me? Gone.
Right on, right on. Thank you, Comrade Double R. And Sister Janae, it is so refreshing to have you, Queen, on here. We need you more often. We know that the work that you do is so astounding and very detriment to what we need to do. So we just want to say thank you again. For being here with us. You are very much appreciated, Queen.
Black Power, Queen.
Black Power, Black Power. So we're wrapping this
another
up.
Another day, Black Power. Yep, to you, Queens. Yep.
And we want to remind you, Black revolutionaries who are listening, to stay on code and to study to show yourselves approved. Never lack 1 minute and waste it on things that are not mattering, but focus on what we need to do to get to the end goal. So with that being said, our prayer for today as a warrior, that we ask God, our Father, to protect us from any which way we go, to give us the wisdom to know the things that we need to achieve and the discernment to avoid any issues from the enemy. We ask you, Father, to guide our babies when we are not able to be there, to have the angels protect them wherever they go. We ask you, Father, to protect the Black mothers, the Black fathers, the families who are unjustifiably going through turmoil. We ask you, Father, more than ever, to send your guidance and protection over us as we continue to fight this revolution. And with that being said, we love you very much. And we want you to stay Black Power always.
Black Power.
Let's say Amen Ra, Amen, and Amen Ra.
Amen. Amen.
Amen Ra. Thank you all, and happy Mother's Day again.
And Black
all
Power.
Say, all that you can say. We know our beloved brother and comrade Marvin Gaye has always said it best. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. With
so you
got to
make a
Black
phone
America.
Call?
To block our call. Black Power.
Black Power.
Don't go and say things about my father. God.
Now, They do.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh Lord,
miss you,
things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, we'll be much
trying to make it the only